ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samech Hei. The Mishnah starts with the din of Balei V'Yudaini. That's one of the Niskalin. It's going on the Mishnah of Eilein and Niskalin, and Balei V'Yudaini gets Skila. And the mission describes the Balaivs, the Pisum Hamadaba Mishachyav, the Yudainis Hamadaba Befiv. These are various ways to communicate with the spirits of the dead people. Rashi explains what the Mishnah means. Other Rishayim have different Hezberim. The Rambam has a different Hezber. Thank you, Makam Maharich. Harelu Beskila, doing the actual Avi Yudaini, doing these actions that cause the spirit of the dead person to communicate, that's a ma'isa which is chayiv skila. Vanishal ben ba'azhar. But somebody who asks the Avi Yudaini, he doesn't do it, forget, he's the recipient, he's the one that asks to communicate with the dead person. So he is over on a lav. So it's machlekes yishayinim, which lav? Rashi says that the lav is al tifnu al ovis vele yudainim. You can't turn to the Avis V'Yudainim. In other words, you can't go to those Avis and Yudainim, the Balei V'Yudaini, that are going to communicate with the dead, have the dead do the pu'ulas that are necessarily for the dead to communicate with you. Al Tifnu, don't look, don't turn to them. And Taisus asks Akasha that in that parasha it says that Al Tifnu Avis V'Yudainim is Chayiv Karis. So therefore, there's a chiyuv karis for that. So if al tifnu al ovis yodim is going on the nishlo ben, then it should be one of the chayvei krisus. What's interesting, the Araim, the Sefer Araim from the Araim, Rav Elazar Mimitz in the Siman Reish Chayim Beis, he says ein echinami. He says that the nishlo ben is bekaris. Taisus assumed that a nishlo ben ba'azarim means it's alive. That the Mishnah is trying to say there's no karis, but the Araim learns up. All the Mishnah means is that there's no skila. For skila, that you have to actually do the Avi Yudaini itself. But Nishal Ben is the Azar of Tifnu al Avis, and then Echinami. By Tifnu al Avis, it says Karis. By Stais, it says Karis. By Nishal Ben. And Gavaldig Echidish, the Taifes Reim, on the bottom, asks the Kasha, Avi is like, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah of Krisus, the 36 Krisus? But he says, Pashit, just like Yudaini is not mentioned, and the Gemara asks the Kasha. And the Gemara says, one of two terutzim. Rabbi Eichanan says, because it's nichlal. Ayiv and Yudaini go together. It's nichlal. It's not two separate isurim. And Rish Lakish says, because it's same by Maisa. The same answer you give to Nishal. If Nishal, it could be the same issa, it could be the same lav as Ayiv and Yudaini. They both come from Al-Tifnu, Al-Avis, Val-Yudainim. So merely you're not going to get two krisas. So when the Mishnah says, Baal Ayiv is Bekaris, who are the initials Bekaris? But it's not going to mention it because it's the same kares. Or you could say it's the aim by Maisa. It's aim by Maisa. So Mimela, the mission didn't mention it. But that would be a little bit schwer because at least according to Rabbi Kiva, it should mention it. But it could be here, everyone's masking it's the same lav. By Ivan Yadaini, that's the machlokes Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish, if it's called the same lav or not. But Nishal could be the same lav as doing it. Just skila is only for actually doing the Ivan Yadaini, and kares is for Nishal. That's a sheet to see your aim. It could be a Kalin Rashi that way. But Taisus didn't have on that way. Taisus didn't have on that. It says, Elu Ba'azara, that doesn't mean Karis. So he says, Faket, that Al Tifnu Al Avis V'Yayinim is talking about actually doing it. And Rashi also says that in the Gemara, that Al Tifnu Al Avis is actually doing it. And the lav of Nishal Ben is that it says in Shaftim, Pasha Shaftim, Yimatsu B'Chom, Avib, B'nai B'Tav, Eish, Kaisim, Ksamim, etc. Ma'ina Menachish, Mechashif, so there it says that you can't be a shayel ovi yadaini. That doesn't mean doing the ovi yadaini. That means asking the ovi yadaini. That is the azhara. The nishal ben is bazhara. As I state Ramamaych, the Gilyan Hashash, Rabbi Kivega brings, there's a sugi in Erevin that if you'd zayin and mebeis, there's a taisus there, and the Tiras Chaim there, Ashtikal Arichos, because the Gemara there, Akapanim, the way taisus learns is mashma. Akabana the Taisus there is Mashmanet like Rashi that we're going with our Tifnu Avis Velidainim. That's the Azhara of Nishal Behen. But in Kamakamahar, Akabana, that's the two Shitas. If the Nishal Behen is also Tifnu Avis Velidainim, and then there's a Kasha, why isn't there Karis? And we're mentioning the Reim Taka says there is Karis. or if Nishal Behem is from Le'yimatsa B'chashay Al-Avi Yadayni. Now I want to tie in one nekuda that I want to say there's a machlekes Rishayim in the Geder Hadavar. What is the Isser of Nishal Behem? What's the Geder of the Isser? I want to say two mahalchim. Because there's a Rashi in Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yigimel Beis, the Gemara says, Minayin, Shein Shailim B'Kaldim, you learn from the pasuk Tam Tiyam Hashem Lekecha, that you shouldn't ask in the Chaldeim. So most Rishayim learn that we're talking about astrologers. Shouldn't go ask the astrologers. You shouldn't go find out what's doing with the astrology. Tam Tiyam Hashem Lekecha. But Rashi and Pesachim Nafkuf Yigimel and Beis, he says Balayayiv. That Chaldeim are Balayayiv. So the Rishbam there in Arvei Pesachim, Eifinart, he asks the Kasha, what do you need Tamim Tiyah? There's a live deraisal tifna leivis v'leidaynim. What did he tam tia? The Mishnah says the Nishma Mazara Azayir effect tesis and Shabbos daf kufnim vavim mid beis. That how could Chaldeim be balayiv? Why would that be us al tam tia? That should be usir al live deraisa of al tifna leivis or shayil leivi yadayni. Like we said, liyamatsu b'chashay leivi yadayni. But upon the Mishnah says it's bazara. How could the Gemara there say that it's al tam tia nisir asay? That's Reg in the Rishayna. So there's a tshuva from the Ramban, tshuva's Micheses Ramban, Simon Reishpeg Gimel, that he says a Pshat in Rashi, that in order to have that Azorah Phenishal Behen, the person has to do the Maisa Al Pi Yosheela. You're coming to the Balayvi Yadayni, and you're asking him to do the Ayvi Yadayni for you, and that's called Nishal Behen. Mashagan, let's say he did the Ayvi Yadayni without you asking him. And then you went to inquire, what did he do? What did the mace say? And you want to find out what the mace said, because you want to know how to make a decision based on what the mace will tell you that was done with this Avi Yadayni. So that's not the Azhar of Nishal Behen. That is only a din of Tam Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. So I understand this Teretz on Rashi, that the Pshat in Nishal Behen is that you're participating in the Avi Yadayni. It seems the Avi Yadayni ritual was done with the person that's asking the Avi Yadayni, they're directly listening to the mace. So the issue is your participation in this kishuf, in this ritual. And that's why the issue wouldn't apply when the Baal Avi Yadayni just did the ritual without anything to do with you, and then you just went to ask him to find out. So what did the mace say? What information do we have? What chidushim are there? So I can know, it's important for me to know how to run the business or what to do with my life. That's Tam Tia. That's not Shay Levi Yadayni. Al-Kalpanim, that's the Ramban's Teretz and Rashi. How could he say Shay Levi Kaldiyah means Balayayiv? Balayayiv, you have a lot of deraisa. So we're talking about that he's asking after he did the Maisa already. But the Rambam, in Perikin Al-Falachi Yadalad, he says like this. He says, the Mishnah says Nishal Ben Bazara. But you don't get Malchus. He says you get Malchus Maidus, but you don't get Malchus. Why? Because Lav Shem Maisa. When the Rambam says, "Vim kivein Maisa va'asa kafim ma'amoran loike," like Valdi Gachidish, the Brisker of Increases is very bothered. What's this kivein Maisa? It says it's now. If you did, let's say the dead person said al yedei ayiv, he wanted you to do a specific thing, or warned you not to do a specific thing. So if you listened to him and you did what the Balayiv told you to do, you get Malchus. So the Brisker Rav is very bothered. Why is that Shayal Levi Yadayni? What does that have to do with anything? Shayal Levi Yadayni means you ask. First thing, if you follow his instructions, what does that have to do with Shayal Levi Yadayni? So I think the pshat in the Rambam is that Shayal Levi Yadayni, the Isser isn't the asking. The Isser is the being interested. The Isser is acting on the belief that your life will be enhanced, that you'll be able to save yourself from trouble based on communicating with the spirits of the dead. That's what the issur is. So who and then, after the Avi Yadayni tells you something, if you listen to his instructions, so that's also a lav of listening to the Avi Yadayni, and then it will be a lav sheyesh remaisa, because you're doing it with an action, and then you'll get Malchus. As El Lecharis B'shat in the Rambam. So Kuntais Tuma Alchem. In the Rambam, the Lav Deraisa is not to follow this magic. Not to run your life al pi this Avi Yadayni. So it doesn't make a difference if you ask for the Avi Yadayni to be done, or if the Avi Yadayni was done and then you asked about it. The point is, you finding out what the Avi Yudaini said, or you acting upon what the Avi Yudaini said, that's all nichlal in the lav. But the lav isn't your participation in the ritual. The lav is the fact that you're interested, the fact that you are running your life al pi the Avi Yudaini. That's the chavs of the lav. But Shanker Rashi holds no. Running your life al pi the Avi Yudaini, that's tamim tiyah. That's not the lav of Shayel Avi Yudaini. The lav of Shayel Avi Yudaini is your participation in the ritual. You're a passive participant. The Baal Avi Yudaini is doing the actual kishif, but you're also involved because you asked him to do it, and the mace is communicating with you. Azay Zayich the Sugya. Azay would be very geshmak to learn that if the drasha will be from al tifnu ala oivis v'al yudainim, that sounds like al tifnu ala lilim, that sounds like the Rambam's gather. That the pshat is, don't run your life with the oivis v'yudainim. Don't be interested in what they have to say. And certainly, don't obey their commands. Oivis v'yudainim shouldn't be a part of your life. That's al tifnu ala oivis v'yudainim. As opposed to if the lav is from shayel oivis v'yudaini, so that the pshat is, that's an act, like ma'onin, menachesh, mechashef, chayver, chaver, and then shayel oivi yadaini, you're being shayel, you're a shayel of an oivi yadaini. The hainu, that's your participation in the oivi yadaini ritual. But let's say it was already done, and just ask what happened, and what did the mei say, and you do what he said, that's not shayel oivi yadaini. That would be geshmak, but the problem is, it's punk vakert. Rashi, who says that Chaldeim means balei oiv, Rashi is the one that holds that the lav is from Al-Tifnu Al-Avis Val-Yidainim. Rashi, who says the Kadim is Bal-Yayiv, and the Ramban's explanation that the only Isser is when you ask and they do Al-Piv, Rashi learns out the Isser from Al-Tifnu Al-Avis Val-Yidainim. And the Rambam, who says that Bekive Maisiv Yulaika, and like we explained, there's nothing to do with your participation in the Avi Yidaini ritual. It's the listening to the Avi Yudaini. It's the being interested. It's the running your life up he's at. So who would then, if afterwards you do what the Avi Yudaini said, that's also the Yisr, the Rambam holds the Yisr's Shayel Avi Yudaini. So it comes after care from what I would have thought in Svarah. But I still think that the shtickle is emes, that Rashi, if you learn like the Ramban, that the Yisr is dafka when they do it al piv, then the Yisr is the participation in the Avi Yudaini ritual, Mashenk in the Rambam that says that the Kivein Maisa Va'osa Kefima Marin is like the issue is paying attention to them, running your life based on the Avi Yudaini, finding out what they're saying because it might be negated to you. Ukadema, that's the issue, and that's what the issue would who would then apply if he's Kivein Maisa Va'osa Kefima Marin. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Maish Nachli Tani Balai Vi Yudaini, Maish Gavakizu Tani Balai Vishari Li Yudaini. How come over here we say both Ayiv and Yudaini, and the Masechtas Krisis, when we're talking about the 36 Krisis, we only say Ayiv, we don't say Yudaini. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because Ayiv and Yudaini are Abalav Echad Nemru, Samamela, they're not Choluk Lechatais. But Rish Lakish holds they are Choluk Lechatais, like the Gemara explains, since they have separate Mises. And Rish Lakish says, because Yudaini doesn't have a Maisa. So, if you're Mayan in the Sugi, you'll see there are three machlokes in between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. One is Lagami, if Ayvi Yudaini, the two Chatayis or one Chatas, assuming the Yudaini would be with the Maisa with the Chatas, the Rabbi Yochanan says that Yudaini is considered one Chatas, because it's B'lav Echad Nemru, and Rish Lakish holds that since the Chaluk and B'misa, that's considered Chaluk Lagami Chatayis also. That's one machlaik is Rebbeich and a Mishlakish. Second machlaik is Rebbeich and Mishlakish is like this. This the next two, the second and third. We have the Mishnah in Krisis. The Mishnah says 36 Krisis, and it also mentions in the Mishnah Megadev. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that Megadev is also Chayev Echatas, even though it's a Lav She'em by Maisa, but still it's Chayev Echatas. Hashenki and the Chachamim of the Mishnah in Krisis say that you have to take out Megadev. The Gadev is not Chayev Echadas because it doesn't have a Maisa. So that's a Machlokes Tanon. The Chachamim hold that Megadev is not Chayev Echadas for Chadas, you need a Maisa. And Rabbi Kiva holds Megadev is Chayev Echadas because you do not need a Maisa. So Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish have a Machlokes according to Rabbi Kiva, and they have a Machlokes according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eichanan holds you don't need any mice at all. Even without any mice at all, Rabbi Kiva will be mechayev v'chatas. Hashegi Mishlokish holds you need al kapanim a mice zuta. You need something. Yudaini doesn't have any mice at all. Even Rabbi Kiva would say you're potter. Megadif has a mice of a kimis v'sayim. Paloivit says that they have a mice of a kashis reisav. So Mishlokish holds according to Rabbi Kiva, you need some physical activity. You need something. Lips moving. The hands moving, some physical activity. But if there's complete lack of any physical activity, any ma'isa b'chal, even a ma'isa zuta, then Rish Lakish holds Rabbi Kiva's maid, they don't get a chatas. Mashenken Rabbi Eichanan holds, no. Rabbi Kiva holds you get a chatas even without any ma'isa b'chal, even a ma'isa zuta. That's the machlekes according to Rabbi Kiva. And then there's also machlekes according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Eichanan holds that kfifas kaima is a ma'isa according to the Rabbanan. Akim is svasav is a ma'isa according to the Rabbanan. Akash is reyes is a ma'isa according to the Rabbanan. Even a small ma'isa, even if it's not a ma'isa rab, it's not a chash of a ma'isa, but it was some form of physical activity, and that's considered a ma'isa even according to the Rabbanan l'fi Rabbi Eichanan. Mashenke Mishlokish holds that all these things are not a chash of a ma'isa, even though there was some movement, there was some action, there was some physical activity, but that's not a ma'isa. Talking is not a ma'isa, bowing is not a ma'isa. You need a good ma'isa, geshmak a ma'isa, chash of a ma'isa rabba. That's a Rish Lakish holds. So there's a machlekes according to Rabbi Kiva, and a machlekes according to Rabbanan. That's what's inspired in the sukkah. Now the Gemara asks a kasha that according to Rish Lakish, why would a bal oiv be chayev v'chatos according to the Rabbanan? It's mavur in the Mishnah increases that a bal oiv is chayev v'chatos according to the Rabbanan, and a bal oiv is not doing much of a ma'isa. Just doing makashas raisa, just doing this maisa zuta, doing the physical activity without a maisa rabba. So why would a balay be chayev v'chatas? So the Gemara answers, Ela amrula, b'mekata l'sheit, that it's talking about that you're doing a real maisa, you're doing a maisa aktara. You're doing the balay by being mekata l'sheit, by burning something for a sheit. That's Avay Dezara. Haktar is part of Avay Dezara. Makata for a shade. That's Avay Dezara. El Amirav Makata Lechaver. You're not being Makata for the shade. You're being Makata to be Mechaber the Shadim, to gather the Shadim together. Amalei Abaye Makata Lechaver Chay V'Cheveru. That's another law. That's a law of Chay V'Chever. That's not Baloiv. Gathering together Shadim is Chay V'Chever. So Rava answered in, you're right, it's Chayv v'Chaver, but this particular Chayv v'Chaver goes into the category of Bal Oiv and it's Beskil. So first, I want to tell you what I think is the Machlokes Rishonim, where the Mekata L'Sheid, why is he doing the Mekata L'Sheid for? And why is he doing the Mekata L'Chaver for? Rashi says that he's Mekata L'Fnei HaSheid HaMemuna Al Oysa Dover. He's Mekata on the Sheid that's HaMemuna Al Oysa Dover. I think what Rashi means is, that this Shein is Mamunah on communicating with the spirits, with the dead. That's the Eisei Davar. So the Pshat is you have a Bal Oiv where the guy himself is able to communicate with the spirits. Through that Kashis or Eisei of whatever the case may be, he's able to do the Kishuv to communicate. You have a thing where he's not going to do it. He's going to be Makata to a Shein, and the Shein's going to do it. But these are just different forms of communicating with the spirits. That's the Yisayid of Oiv Yedaini. And that's the site of Mekata L'Sheid, and that's the site of Mekata L'Chaver, which we'll speak soon. What's the difference between Mekata L'Sheid and Mekata L'Chaver? And it's a little bit shver Abayis Kasha. So what's Abayis Kasha Chay V'Chever Hu? Chay V'Chever is when you're doing it for the snakes or whatever it is, like the Gemara explains it, it's when he's doing it to communicate with the dead, so that's Balayv. So I think it must be Abayis Kasha was that as long as you're not doing the balayiv, as long as it's shade that's doing it, so the problem that you did was you got the shade to do something, so getting the shade to do something, that's only chay v'chaver. And that Rav answered, yeah, but when you get the shade to communicate with the spirits, then it becomes balayiv. That's the chay v'chaver, which you chayiv skil on. The Rambam also mentions haktara as one of the forms of balayiv. L'chayr, this is the makar. L'chayr, that's how we learned up the Gemara. But the Yad Ramah, the mashmoyis of the Yad Ramah to me, and particularly when Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings the Ramah, the Beis Yosef brings this Rabbeinu Yeruchim at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, I think he was learning The once was saying Mekata L'Shed has absolutely nothing to do with communicating with the dead. Mekata L'Shed is another form of Valayiv. Valayiv could mean two things. It can mean doing something to communicate with the dead. It can mean doing something which getting a shade to do whatever you want that shade to do. Al-Yidei Akhtara. So we understand the Bayis Kasha much better. Getting a shade to do what you want, fact that Bayis, that's not Ayiv, that's Chayiv V'Chever. So on that, Rav answered, when you do this form of Chayiv V'Chever, getting the shade to do what you want, Al-Yidei Akhtara, that makes it into Ayiv for some reason, Kachibu, and that becomes a Chayiv Skila. That's what I see in the Yad Ramah, and particularly in Rabbeinu Yeruchim Meshayim the Ramah. So that's one Machlokes Rishayim L'Daiti, whether the Mekata L'Shed is that vital in order to communicate with the dead, or is Mekata L'Shed already a different thing, getting the Shed to do whatever you want, and that becomes a Baloiv as well. Now there's another very Seidistik of Machlokes HaPeskim to understand the Shakl V'Tayah, Mekata L'Shed. And then Abaye asked that Mekata L'Shed is Oved Avodah Zarah, and Rav answered Mekata L'Chaver. Of course, the Beis Yosef, at the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, he brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says, HaMekata L'Shed L'Chaver L'Kaifei L'Asas Yitzaynei Chayiv Mishum Baal Oif. Someone is Mekata to a Shed L'Chaveri, to gather them together, L'Kaifei L'Asas Yitzaynei, he's Chayiv Mishum Baal Oif. So Beis Yosef says about that, any day Indian Baal Oiv was there. What does that have to do with Baal Oiv? And I think the Beis Yosef was particularly bothered because he didn't mention anything about communicating with the dead, Bechlal. But he says, you have to cross out the word Mishum Baal Oiv, and he means Mishum Avay Dezar. He doesn't mean Mishum Baal Oiv. He changes the girsa in the Yad Ramah. I mean in Rabbeinu Yeruchim Meshayim the Ramah. He changes the girsa. It says there Mishum Baal Oiv. Cross it out, Mishum Avodah Zarah. And as I paskin in Shulchan Aruch Halacha L'Maisa, if you Mekata L'Shed L'Chavrei, U'L'Kaifei L'Asur Tzaynei, Chayim Mishum Oved Avodah Zarah, N'Chiv Avodah Zarah. So, fact, Nachreinim, what's Pshat in the Beis Yosef? What's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? The Gemara says, Mefurish not that way. The Gemara says that Mekata L'Shed, Abaye asked Mekata L'Shed was Oved Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says, no, it's Mekata L'Chavrei. So Mekata L'Chaver is not Oved Avodah Zarah. So how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Mekata L'Chaver is Oved Avodah Zarah when the Gemara says clearly that Mekata L'Chaver is not Oved Avodah Zarah? So I think like this, Mishkleimah that the Beis Yosef was bothered, why is it Baal Oiv? I think it's totally in that Chalikas that I just said, that the Beis Yosef nendam for Adava Pashit, that Baal Oiv is only when you're communicating with the dead spirits. But if you just don't want to do your tzayne in other areas, that's b'chol not b'alayv. That's why I think the Beis Yosef asks ma'inyan b'alayv l'kat. But the kash is even so. But how could you say it's oved avodah zarah? The Gemara says mekata l'chaver is not oved avodah zarah. So maybe it's b'alayv, and if it's not b'alayv, it will be chayv v'chaver. But it's not oved avodah zarah. How could the Beis Yosef say that it's oved avodah zarah? And that's why pasul shulchan aruch. That's the pella. So zok tishach. The Teretz says that this is what the Gemara means. Mekata L'Shed means that you're directing the Akhtara at the Shed. That's Oved Avodah Zarah. When you direct the Akhtara at the Shed, you're being Oved Avodah Zarah, period. What's Mekata L'Chaver? Mekata L'Chaver means I'm not directing the Akhtara at the Shed at all. I'm just doing Akhtara. I'm doing a Kishef Azah. I'm doing a ritual. I'm doing Akhtara. The Akhtara is not being directed at a Shed. The Akhtara is Akhtara. This Akhtara has b'kayach to be kaifa a shade to do what I want. That's Mekata L'Chaver. So that's why it's Meduyik in the Beis Yosef that he says, Mekata L'Shed L'Chaver V'Lasu Tzaynei, Mekata to the shade to be Mechaver, that's Mamash Avay Dezara. What's Mekata L'Chaver? Mekata L'Chaver is a pshat that I'm not being Mekata L'Shed altogether. I'm being Mekata and the Akhtara itself without me directing the Akhtara to the shade has a skula to be kaifa the shade to do what I want. So the Shach really likes his pshat. He says, this is mamish pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot of echachas to it. He says, his father explained it in the tshuva. But this is learning pshat in the Gemara. That mekata l'shed means, as long as the Akhtar is directed to the shade, that's avodah zarah. Mekata l'chave means the Akhtar is not directed to the shade, the Akhtar is stam, and that memela makes a chavar, that memela makes this kishiv, that the shade has to do what you want. But the Gain, And this is the chayu v'shteit that we have in front of us, say in the Rabbeinu Yerucham Hashem, the Yad Ramah, and say we have it in the Yad Ramah, that no, mekatel is shade l'chave, even if the akhtar is directed to the shade, that's not a vay desire. That's balayiv. The Gayin, or maybe it's the Magi and the Gayin, and the Aruch Lener increases the Afgimel and Beis, as the Kasha, the Gemara increases, and our Nusach says, Mekatel Shade L'chaver. Not like Agamar, it says Mekatel L'chaver. So it doesn't stim with the Gemara, the way the Gemara brings it down increases. Maybe the Shach didn't have that Girsa. But I think it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Because Rashi says, my Mekatel L'chaver, Rashi says, Ein Mekatel Shem Elohus. Elaidei Akhtar Nasum Achshefus L'chaver Shadim L'chaver. But the aside is, I'm not doing it as a divine worship. So it sounds from Rashi, not like the Shach, like the Gayin, that as long as I'm not being Mekata L'Shem Elihus, even though I'm being Mekata, I'm directing the Torah to the Shade. But that's not a Vedazar. When Ula said Mekata L'Shem, he meant that I'm being Mekata to the Shade means I'm directing a divine worship to the Shade. I'm making a Torah to a Shade. I'm considering the Shade like a God. So that's the kasha of Aveda Zara. But Teretz says, no, I'm not worshipping the shade at all. The Akhtar is a method. You mocked it to the shade, and then he has to do what you want. But the Chedush Iran earlier, there's no Chedush Iran in our sugya, but the Chedush Iran earlier in the Afsamach Aleph in the Beis, by the sugya of Avira, we spoke it out there. The Rambam says a big Chedush. The Rambam says Ahav of the Yira could mean Ahavas Eisetzura and Yiras Eisetzura. Ahav of the Yira means Ahava could mean that I love this worship, I love this form of worship. I don't consider this idol to be a god, but I just like the way, you know, I like the worship, I like to worship the idol, even though I know it's not a god. And Yiras Pshat, I don't consider it a god, but I believe that that this tzura could harm me, and could cause me success or failure, so male, I'm scared of this tzura, so male, I worship it, even though I know it's, even though I don't, I'm not considering it a god. So the Rambam holds, that's not called Kabbalah Salihus, and your potter, that's called the Hav of the Yira. So the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, that is a Avodah Zarah. That is Kabbalah Salihus. What do you mean it's not a god? If you're doing it to worship this Tzura, even if you don't think this Tzura is a god, but you're doing it to worship the Tzura, or you're doing it because you believe that this Tzura has a power over you, and in Mela, you're trying to chanfer the Tzura to get what you want, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. That's Tainat the Rambam. And the Ran brings a raya. The Ran's raya is Mekata L'Shade. He says, the Gemara says in Daf Samachay, that Mekata L'Shade is a Avodah Zarah. He says, no one considers a shade a god. When you Mekata to a shade, you're not being Mekata, you're not doing any divine worship. You're doing Akhtara to a shade, and male, the shade is doing what you want. And the Gemara calls that a Avodah Zarah. You see clearly that what the Rambam is calling a Hav of a Yira, and Rambam is saying it's not Kabbalah Salihus, you see clearly it's not true. You see, it is called Kabbalah Salihus, because even though you don't consider the shade a god, you're just trying to get the power of the shade. But that's Mamash Avodah Zarah, that's Tainat the Ran. In the Ran, you see Mefurish Hashach. That any time you direct the Akhtara to the shade, even without any Kabbalah Salihus, that's Avodah Zarah. And what does it mean, Mekata L'chave? Behechach, you're going to have to say like the Shach, that there's absolutely no direction to the shade. You're not doing it to the shade. You're just doing it, and the male actor itself has a power to force the shade without any actor directed to the shade. So, kum dais is machlekes, the Shach and the Gayin. That when you do that, when you direct actor to a shade without accepting the shade as a divine being, without any divine worship, but you're doing the Akhtar to the shade simply because that's the way you get the shade to do what you want, the Ran says, that's Avodah Zarah, like the Shach. And Behechrich, like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And Behechrich, Mekata L'chave means that you have no direction to the shade altogether. Now, Shein Kein, Rashi, and the Ramah, and the Chayr, this is the Rambam by Ahav of the Yira, that even when you're directing the Avodah to the Tzura, but if you're not being Mekabel the Tzura as a God, you're just directing it because you want to get what you want from the Tzura, that's not called Avodah Zarah, like the guy in the Machlokes HaPeskim is the Machlokes Rishayim. And now let's go weiter. We had mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even according to the Rabbanan that hold that for a Chiyuv Chatas you need a Maisa, but a small Maisa, any physical activity is called a Maisa, Akimas Vasav Havi Maisa, Kfifis Kamasa Havi Maisa, Kashus Yerosav Havi Maisa, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat in Megadef? Why did the Rabbanon argue by Megadef if Kfifas Kamasa is a Maisa? So why isn't that Kimas Svasa of a Megadef called a Maisa? The fact that he talks and knows he's moving his lips to talk the same Megadef to Mevarech Es Hashem, why isn't that called a Maisa? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shani Megadef Hel V'yeshnei Belev. Megadef is different because it's Neshnei Belev. We'll have to see what that means. And then the Gemara asks the Kasha, what about Edom Zaymanin? It says, and the Brai said, Edom Zaymanin don't bring a carbon because Ein Ben Maisa. Why? Edom Zaymanin has to be with speech. So Gemara is Mefabel, Shakli V'tar with Edom Zaymanin, and answers, the final answer is, Sheyeshnei Beria, or there's another Girsa from the Rif, we're going to discuss that soon. But first, what does the Gemara want with Megadef? What is the answer of Yeshnei Belev? Megadef, you do by speaking, by saying the Giduf. So Rashi says, Ikke chiev abal of toli belev. The main chiev is that's toli in his heart, what he thinks. Shem eschaven levarech Hashem. Why? Because even if he's mevarech Hashem kol hayom and he doesn't think about Hashem, he just is calling something else by the same name of Hashem. That's not called. That's not a chiev of mevarech Hashem. A person would mamish go and be mevarech the Shem Avaya, but he considers the table or whatever it is, the stone, to be what he's saying, Shem Avayin. It means the curse to go on the stone, not on the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He's not mechliyef and mevarech es Hashem. So in other words, mevarech es Hashem needs two things. It needs the speech, and also needs that the lev he has in mind that what the kolam means is a klala, or in Chazal's words, a bracha to Hashem. So Taisus asks, but why would Mishtach v'Levedis Zohar be the same thing? The Gemara says clearly earlier that if somebody thinks he's in a shul and he bows down, he's really in the base of Avedis Zohar, in front of Avedis Zohar, and he bows down, and he's not mechavin to bow down to the Avedis Zohar, he's not chayiv, so he also should need leiv. So Taisus says two terutzim. One teretz is that the Gemara is saying that there's a pasuk in regard to Ninveh that says, M'cha yetzi chayshev al Hashem ra. From you, from Ninveh, will come chayshev al Hashem ra. But the Gemara says that was Tumah Rav Shakei, that was Megadef es Hashem, is Mevarech es Hashem. And the pasuk calls it chayshev al Hashem ra. Vayish says the Torah is calling Mevarech es Hashem a machshava. It says, Zachzeri is the cause of the Megadef, even though it's done through speech, is called machshava as opposed to Eved Avei Dezara. And then he says the second teretz. That Lefi, Taisus Shita, in the second teretz of Taisus, early in Daf Samech Aleph and Mebeis, by Ovid Mehava V'Yira, Lefi Taisus Shita, then it stims. Because Taisus Shita is that when you're dealing with a real Avodah Zarah, a bona fide Avodah Zarah, even if you have absolutely no thought of divine worship, you're doing Avodah to an Avodah Zarah. When you don't have any thought of divine worship, any Kabbalah Selihus, Yechayiv, that's not called the Havah V'Yira. The only Pshat in the Havah V'Yira is an Avodah Zarah, which everybody's Avid may have a V'Yira. It's not an Avodah Zarah that anyone worships. The worship that everybody does, Mehavah V'Yira, that Abaye says is considered an Avodah Zarah. And if you do any Avodah to it, Yechayiv. And Rava says, no, since nobody in his right mind worships it sincerely, that's not called an Avodah Zarah. So when you do Avodah to it, you're Pater. But if it is an Avodah Zarah, so you chayiv, even if you have absolutely no thought of Kabbalah Selihus. So Mel, that's the chilik. Again, if the pshat is, if you have no thought of Birchas Hashem, even though you're saying the words of Birchas Hashem, but in your mind you mean something else, so you're not chayiv. Mashayin kein Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter what you think in your mind, you do the action of Avodah Zarah, lefi the second teretz, you chayiv, even without the mind. So first, Esarach b'il l'chayrit shver, what's takip shan in the teretz anyway? Even if you need the mind also, in order to be chayif and megadev, but l'chayrit, you're doing an action, you're saying the words. So good, you need also to have a machshava. But how can that be called ein ben maisa? If a kimas v'os of avi maisa, you have a maisa. Okay, so you need leiv also. But what's the difference? And also, how could exeris akasav help you for that? So the Torah called it machshava. So the Torah called it machshava. L'maisa, I have an action. What's pshat in this whole thing? So the Brisker Rav, you have exactly the same Gemara in Krisus, Daf Gimel Beis. The Brisker Rav there says like this. He says there's a chilek between the din that you need a maisa legabe carbon, and the din in a maisa legabe the lav. There's a din legabe malchus also, lav shem a maisa ain't like an olaf. And there's a din legabe carbon. Now you need a maisa, tari achas yil lechem le'oise bishkaga. So like the biskiro, but the cholok biki yusay dina. How so? A lav the pshat is, you have to actually do an action. That's the yusay. You have to do the maisa, period. It doesn't make a difference what the aveira is or what the chiyiv is. It's a question, did you do a maisa or not? All right, lemashal. You have there's a lav leisa kifu was pas reishchem. Now let it shave off your pace. So the Gemara says that both a makif and a nikif is chayiv. The one who does the actual shaving and the one who has his pace shaved is chayiv malchus. Faith the Gemara, it's a lav shema maisa. So like the Gemara, it's talking about his meseyeyet to him. He's Messiah, he's helping him out, he's moving his head to him, he's pulling out the hair for him, he's holding out the hair for him, he's doing a Maisa in order to assist the shaving of the Pasarash. So you see, it's the same Aveira. The Aveira is to have your payas cut off. If you're completely passive, you don't move, it's a lav, shame by Maisa, Potter. If you move in the thing, you turn your head to him, you hold out the hair, then nichayev. It's totally, did you do an action or not? Same thing with Agamari here, with Chasima. Right? If you muzzle up an animal, you did an action, nichayev. If you muzzled in a different way, but koil, if you hold like Rish Lakish, that koil is not called an action, you potter. It's a question, did you or didn't you do an action? If you hold that way, if that would be true by carbon, it wouldn't be shaykh these terutzim. So what? It's yeshnei believe. But you did an action. You spoke. And how could the gzeris akasava calls the machshava? So what? But you did an action. Zag divis grav, by carbon, it's a whole different thing. By carbon, the question isn't whether you did or did not do an action. By carbon, the question is the aveira an aveira with an action or not? What is the aveira? Is it an aveira of a maisa or aveira with a non-maisa? What is this? Had if a taich the aveira, had if a taich what you're being chayiv on. Doesn't matter if you did the maisa. The question is the chiv, a chiv on a maisa or not. So there, you can have exeris akasa that megadif is not called a maisa. Megadif, the Torah tells you the chiv is chayshiv Hashem l'ra. The chiv, I have to do a maisa, but so what? The chiv is chayshiv. The Torah calls it chayshiv. The chiv is for the makshava, period. You need a maisa, fine, that's it tonight. But the chiv is makshava. And also the other svar, even if you're doing a maisa, but if the maisa itself is meaningless without the machshava, you need the machshava, so memela, that's not called an aveira for maisa, because the aveira is done b'tzir for machshava. So memela, if you need machshava, if you have a mevarech Hashem, the maisa of akima svasav doesn't work without thinking in your mind that yitaka mean to mevarech Hashem. So that's cool that the aveir is not the maisa, the aveir is the makshava. Now Taisus has a kasha, Avaidazar is also that way. Avaidazar also have to be makabal of baloya. So that's what Taisus says, that according to the second teretz that he said there, that Avaidazar you don't. If it's a bona fide Avaidazar, so then, and you do a maisa without any makshava, Yechayev is very good. Again, if you also need a makshava, that's why it's cool that the aveir is the makshava, not the maisa. Now the shaila is, how do you learn Rashi's svara like the first Tetzatesis there? The first Tetzatesis was that Avodah Zarah is also that way. Someone's mishtachavet Avodah Zarah, and in his mind he thinks, this is not my God. I'll bow down, whatever it is, I'll make somebody feel better. I'll bow down because someone's telling me to do it. Potter. Siyarek v'al-yavar, but it's Potter. That's the first Tetzatesis. So kumta is for the chiv, you need machshava. So what's the difference in Eivet Avedizor and Megadev? So the Brisky Rav says it's shtickle. He says it's really based on Rashi there. Rashi increases Daf Gimel and Beis, the last Rashi says, that Yeshna Belev, Rashi's Lashon is, Ikav Yisur B'machsheves HaLev. V'ein kan Maisa, U'mashem Medaber, Ein Ela Mashmiya Yisurai. Aval Kfifas Kimasai, Hainu Ikav Yisurai. What does that mean? Even though by Kfifas Kaima, you also need machshava. But Zakti Briskarov, this is the chilik. By Megandif, the yisayid of Megandif is the machshava. That's what you chayv. You need dibur. You need dibur to express the machshava. Dvarim shablei veinim dvarim. But the yisayid of what you're doing by Megandif is the machshava. the Dibur is a Tanai. He says he has a raya to that, because the Gemara in the Dar of Daf Zayin says that there's no din of Teichedei Dibur by Megadeth. And the Gemara is sad that maybe it could be Chayzer from the Megadeth Teichedei Dibur. He says if Megadeth the Yisayid is a Maisa, on a Maisa you can't be Chayzer Teichedei Dibur. There's no such thing. There's never such a thing that when you do a Maisa you could be Chayzer Teichedei Dibur. Teichedei Dibur is on Das. By Das, it's not considered Das if you're Chayzer Teichedei Dibur. There you have this thing. So the Baltic Gemara, I mean, the Gemara says, there's no din of Teichedei Dibur by Megadeth. But the Baltic Gemara had such a Havimina, and at the Red Ice, and at the say Chindish, that there's no din Teichedei Dibur by Megadeth, Vayis says, he said in Megadeth is the Das. Well, I didn't need the Dibur. That's a Tanai. But the Isser is the Das. Mashenk and Avodah Zarah, even if Avodah Zarah, also you need Das. Even if you never like the first Teretz of Tosis, that without the Kabbalah Saleya believe you're not chayiv for Avodah Zarah. But the chevs of Avodah Zarah is the Maisa. That is the chevs of the Avodah Zarah. The chevs of Avodah Zarah is the Maisa Shtachavah, period. There's a Tanai. A Maisa Shtachavah without Kabbalah Saleya is not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. But when you have the Kabbalah Saleya, what's the Avodah Zarah? The Maisa, the Shtachavah. By Megadev, the Machshav is not the Tanai. The Machshav is the Gufish Elisser. The Dibur is the Tanai. So Mela, that's why it's Yesh Nebulev. It's called Ein Bemaisa. Like the Brisker Rav's Yisayin, that Lagabe Karbin, you need that the Etzim Chiv should be a Chiv Maisa. Not a Chshav, you did the Maisa. You need the Chiv should be a Chiv of a Maisa. The Chiv is Machshava. You need a Dibur Stam. It's the way of bringing out the Machshava. But that's not the Avera. So Mel, the Avera is called Avera Sheim by Maisa. Mashenkin Avodah Zarah, okay. The Avera is the Shachavah. The Avera is the Maisa. You need a Machshava, because without the Machshava, the Maisa is not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. But the Avera is a Maisa, and Mel Liachayev. So far we have three Pshatim in Shekhen Yesh Nebulev. We have the Pshat, it's Xeris Akasav, it says Choshev Hashem Ra, that Megadif, the Avera is the Machshava. We have a Pshat that Avera Avodah Zarah doesn't need Machshava altogether. But Megadeth needs Machshava, and Memela, that's why it's called Yesh Nebulev. And we have the Brisker Rav's Pshat, which is learning in Rashi and Krisus, that Ein Chanami, both Megadeth and Eved Avodah Zarah need Machshava. But Megadeth, the Isser is because of the Machshava, the Dibur is the Tanai. Mashen Kein Avodah Zarah is Faket, the Isser is because of the Maisa, the Machshava is the Tanai. There's one more Pshat in the Sugya, the Ran. The Chedush Ran says a whole different Pshat. He says Yesh Nebulev means, Big Chedush, that if you megadeth for that any dibur yichayev, someone's megadeth for that any dibur yichayev. That's yesh nebulev. Megadeth doesn't need dibur. But what if you do have a dibur? So then you should be chayev, because now you have a maisa. As Akhtarani assigned that if there's a possibility to do the aveir without a maisa, even if you happen to do the aveir with a maisa, but tayrachas yilachem loisel ishgaga. It's one tire, has to be one thing. If there's any possibility of doing the Aveir without a Maisa, even though you happen to do the Aveir with a Maisa, then you're not Chayiv a Karban, that's called Ein by Maisa, because Tayr Achas Yilcham Laisa Bishkaga. And that again goes with the side of the Risk of, like we said, by Malchus, you don't have such a thing. By Malchus, if you did it with a Maisa, you're Chayiv, without a Maisa, you're Potter. But by Chatas, the Pshat is, it's not a Vart if you did a Maisa. Shas of the Aveira has a Maisa. Since you could do this Aveira without a Maisa, even though you did it with a Maisa, you're Potter. Now, the Gemara also asks the Kasha from Edom Zayman. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Edom Zayman should be called Yeshlem Maisa. Why does the Brisa call Edom Zayman Ein by Maisa to Pater from a carbon? And the Gemara shocked Vatari about it. And the Gemara answered the Teretz, we have an Agamara. Rashi's Girsa Yeshne Beria. Edom Zayman is called Ein Bemaisa because it's Yeshne Beria. Rashi explains, Ike Chiyuva Bal Yidei Ria, Shemeidim Shiro Veria Les Bemaisa. The Chiyuv comes from seeing, they were made that they saw, and seeing doesn't have a Maisa. Fekdir Ambanam Melchamis, Eifenart, that doesn't make any sense. That Vera comes from seeing, they didn't see. They didn't see. That Vera comes from speaking. What does Rashi mean that Vera comes from seeing? Tepela, what's Pasha Tai Chirashi? That very comes from seeing because they made that they saw and they didn't see, and seeing doesn't have a Maisa. That very is not seeing, they didn't see. They would have seen it wouldn't be an Aveir. That very is speaking, that very is saying the Eidus. So right, it's a kasha. If they're very saying the edus, Akim is supposed to have a maisa. Why not? Very, very shver. Now, the Rif has a different girsa here. And this seemed to have been the original girsa. The Rif's girsa is sheyeshnei ba'ai, aleph yud, or aleph yud hey. He says possibly the girsa was aleph yud nun. But what does it mean sheyeshnei ba'ai? What's ai? So like the Rif, ai means yes. Like ai is yes. That's what it is. Or in, that means yes. The Zagdarif, Akimus Svasav is a Maisa when you have to move your lips. You know, there's different Metzahs HaPeh for the different letters of the Aleph Beis. Beis Vav Mem Peh comes from the lips. Aleph Hei Ches Ayin comes from the Garin, comes from the throat. Yeah, we know Gimel Yud Chaf Kuf comes from the palate, and Dalet Tes Lamed Nun Tav comes from the teeth. Al Kopanim, Aleph Hei Ches Ayin comes from the throat. So those sounds, like the sound I, doesn't have any movement of the lips. It comes from the throat. That's not called a maisa. So Edim Zaymin is Yeshnei Ba'ai, meaning that let's say a witness would say his testimony in Beis Din, and then they would ask the second one, and are you saying the exact same Edus as the first one? And he says, I, meaning yes. So he didn't move his lips. So he didn't do any maisa. And he'd be chai for Edom Zayman. That's what it means. Edom Zayman is less be maisa. And this would answer Megadli Vuso, that they don't have to say Yeshna Mulei Yeshna Ba'ai. You can be able to say Megadli if someone else said it already and someone asks, and this is what you mean to say also, you say ay. So Mimelo, that's without moving the lips, that's aim by maisa. So the Muhammad asks, so what's Pshan of Chasma B'Kail? The Gemara just started this off because of Chasma B'Kail. Rabbi Yechanan says that if you use your voice to stop the animal from eating, that's chas mekal yoivon like sachsim shor b'dishay with kail, with the sound. The chayiv, vice is that kail is chayiv, vice is kail is called a maisa. So why do you say the same thing? You could do it without moving your lips. You could scream ay, and the animal will get scared and won't eat because he said ay. What's the difference in chas mekal and edim zaymin? So Zakhtar Ramban, that by chatas, Mamashis Yisai, that we had said over from the Biskrav, by chatas, the Biskrav says to explain the Rambam. By chatas, it is a din of Isa Bishkaga. By chatas is a din that once you could do this Maisa without any, this Aveira, without any Maisa, so Mele, even if you did it with the Maisa, the Torah is not Mechalik. So Edim Zaymin, since you could have done the Edim Zaymin with an I, without any Maisa, just saying I, so even though that's not how you did it, you said the Eidus Zayman, but Vaita Tayach is here to come Loisu Bishkaga. Now, Shenge by Malchus, if you Taka only said I, you Taka Potter. Chasim Bakal means that you didn't, you moved your lips, Akimiswasa, Havi Maisa, and the Mela, it depends what you did. So, this is what the Biskarov says, and it's the same thing that the Ran said, Lagabi Megadif, that you could do it with Machshava, and the Mela, you Potter, no matter how you do it. And he says the same thing here, like the Ramban. And that's only by chatas. By chatas is a din, once the aveir can be done without a maisa, whether it's machshava, whether it's with ay, then already, this is called an aveir she'en by maisa, there's no chatas on this aveir. Now she'en came by malchus, even though you could do the aveir without a maisa, and when you do without a maisa, you potter, but if you do the same aveir with the maisa, you chayiv, malchus is different than chatas in that respect. But how do we answer the kasha, how do we answer the Ramban's kasha and Rashi, Yeshna Beria? What does it mean, Yeshna Beria? The Aveir is for seeing. The Aveir is for talking. The Aveir is for saying the Edus. You didn't see. It's a Pella. That's like the Biskarov. And the Biskarov also wants to explain another Pshat. Taisus and Krisus says a Pshat, a third Pshat. We have Yeshna Beria, we have Yeshna Ba'ai, and there's a Pshat of Yeshna Be'im. What's Yeshna Be'im? That Im means Im Layagit, which means, Zak Taisus, because the Agada has to be Bebezdin as opposed to Chutz Bebezdin. Since the Agada has to be Bebezdin as opposed to Chutz Bebezdin, and Chutz Bebezdin, there's no Chiyiv. So in Mele, it's called the Live Shem Maisa. Right, the Biskarov, what does that mean? So the Agada has to be Bebezdin, not Chutz Bebezdin. That's why it's called Aim by Maisa. It's a Pella. What does it mean? So Zag Derav, with the same Yisrael you were saying the whole time. As opposed to Malchus, by Chatas, the Yisrael Davar is the Avera has to be Bechefs and Avera V'mais. It doesn't make a difference if you did an action or didn't do an action, or even if you had to do an action or didn't have to do an action. The Avera has to be the action. The Avera has to be the Maisa. So Mela, that's what Pshat and Teis increases. If the Avera was the speaking, so Mela, that would be called the Maisa Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. But then, what's the difference if you said it in Bezdin or out of Bezdin? So what's the pshat that has to be in Bezdin? The Teretz says that Avera is Agadas Eidus, and the Bezdin turns it into Agadas Eidus. If you just say the same words out of Bezdin, it's nothing. So what is it? What the Avera is, Agadas Eidus. Agadas Eidus is not you. Agadas Eidus is a combination of you and the Bezdin. The fact that Bezdin is being Makabal your Eidus, that's not a Maisa. So even though you did a Maisa, but that's not the Avera. The Maisa you did, if you did it out of Bezdin, you did the same Maisa you bought there. What is the Avera? That Bezdin was Mekabalit. That's not a Maisa. So he says the same thing with Rashi. Rashi's trying to say about Yeshna Beria that the Pshat is, what's Eidus? Eidus is not saying something. Eidus is not a speech. Eidus is when you witness an incident. Eidus is the witnessing of the incident and conveying that incident, bringing that Eidus, bringing what you saw, bring that Riyah into Bezdin. That is the sight of Eidus. How do you do it? By talking. But what are you doing? Eidus is not talking. Eidus is taking the Riyah that you had and bringing it into Bezdin and getting that Riyah to the Dayanim. So that's the pshat. By Einim Zayman, that's called Ein by Maisa, even though talking is a Maisa. But Yeshna Beria, the talking's not the Isser. The Isser is that I brought a Ria into Bezdin. I didn't have a Ria. Well, that's a problem. I brought a false Ria into Bezdin. I took a Ria which never happened. I constructed a Ria in my mind, and I brought that into Bezdin. But that's what Eidus is. Eidus is not the words. Eidus is not the speech. Eidus is the Ria. Shani Eidim Zayma Sheshna Beria. The seeing, that is Eidus. Seeing is Ein by Maisa. So Eidim Zayman Bechefs is an Ein by Maisa. Avada Lagabe Malkus, that would be called a Maisa, because you're doing it with an action. But Lagabe Karban, that the Yisayda Dover is, what exactly is the Aver, what exactly is the Chiv? So the Chiv here is not the talking. The Chiv is the Ria, to bring the Ria to Bezdin. And that's not called a Maisa, that's the Briscoe's Pshat and Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.